Our first lesson is from the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, parts of chapter Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 11. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give your showers in their time, and the land shall give her produce, and the tree of the field shall give its fruit. And for you, the threshing shall overtake the vintage, and the vintage shall overtake the seed time. And you shall eat your bread to satisfaction, and dwell in your land securely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall frighten you. And I will make the evil animal cease from the land, and the sword shall not pass through in your land. And it shall be, if hearkening you shall hearken to my commandments, which I command you today, to love Yehovah your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its time, the earlier rain and the later rain, that thou mayest gather thy grain and thy new wine and thine olive oil. And I will give the herb in thy fields for thy beast, that thou mayest eat and be satisfied. We also read from the Apocalypse Revealed, number 306, concerning peace. By peace are signified all things taken together which are from the Lord, and thence all things of heaven and the church, and the happiness of life in them. These belong to peace in the highest or inmost sense. It follows, therefore, that peace is charity, spiritual security, and internal rest. For when man is in the Lord, he is in peace with his neighbor, which is charity. He is in protection against the hells, which is spiritual security. And when he is in peace with his neighbor and in protection against the hells, he is in internal rest from evils and falsities. Since, therefore, all these are from the Lord, it may appear what is signified in general and in particular by peace in the following passages. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Yehovah bless thee, and lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river. There is no peace, saith Yehovah, to the wicked." Peace is what inmostly affects all good with blessedness. This may be seen in the work Heaven and Hell. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.